God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. We thank and praise you, Lord, for this new day that you have given to us. Thank you and praise you for this holy and loving gathering in this church. As we come to the end of this month, loving God, we pray, continue to speak to us through your holy words as we are going to reflect on them. Open our eyes to see you, open our ears to hear you, and open our hearts to have faith in you. Speak to us, O Lord, we are prepared to listen to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. My dear friends, this morning I want you to reflect on this gospel text, Luke chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. I want you to think about and reflect on this centurion's faith and attitude towards believing in the power, healing power of the Lord Jesus. The centurion was a Gentile, and he was a member of the force of Herod Antipas. So he was serving under Herod. And as you know, a centurion is a person who is in charge of 100 men, 100 soldiers. And we find here Jesus is a Jew and the Gentile centurion having this conversation. In St. Matthew's Gospel, it's slightly differently recorded. It says that not the centurion sent the Jewish elders to Jesus to request Jesus to come and heal the servant. But Matthew says he himself went up to Jesus and made his request. So there is a slightly different recording in Matthew's Gospel. But however, the incident is the same. As you know, it is recorded in the Bible that the relationship between a Jew and Gentile are very different. There is no dealing between the two communities. The Jew can't go to a Gentile person, or Gentile person cannot ask or go and request anything from a Jew. So here in this verse we find that centurion's moral guilt in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And that is why he says, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Because I am a Gentile. You are a Jew. We don't have any relations. We don't have any dealings. But, he says, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. This is where we need to think and compare faith with the faith of the saints. Yes, there is a barrier between the Jews and the Gentiles. There are so many differences between the two communities. There was no dealing with each other. No giving, no taking. Nothing at all. There are so much of restrictions, laws and conditions and regulations put on the Jews that you must not deal with the Gentiles. So with all these restrictions, laws and conditions, the Gentile centurion believed in the word of the Lord Jesus. He believed in the healing power of the Lord Jesus. So it's beautifully recorded here, and it says, the word of God crossed all the barriers, not only the ethnic barrier, the language barrier, even the religious barrier. He was not a Jew. He did not believe in the Judaism. He is Gentile, maybe believing in some other gods. But the word of God crossed all the barriers and went over to the centurion in order to heal the servant of the centurion. His faith was on the word of Christ. He believed Christ. He can heal my servant. He believed. So even though the recordings are different, Matthew says the Jewish elders came to Jesus, and Luke says, Matthew says he went, Luke says the Jewish elders were sent. But the faith remains the same. The faith remains the same. The word of God not only went out from Jesus to heal the servant, but also went out from Jesus to heal the moral guilt of that Gentile centurion. That is the important. He had a moral guilt. I'm a Gentile. But the word of God went out and healed that imagination also. Not only that, the word of God even goes beyond. And the word of God heals all the divisions and barriers between Jews and Gentiles. Therefore, my dear friends, it's very important to think about our own self, think about our own faith. See the response of Jesus. He says, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, he didn't say to the centurion, but turning to the crowd, because the huge crowd of people are following Jesus, and he told him, I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel, the entire Israel, Jews, people of God, chosen people, the holy nation. Jesus says, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. My dear friends, we are as Christians called to witness to this faith in our society. Therefore, we need to attempt to such faith as we begin, as we are going to begin a new month in a day. Again, when we think about the centurion's request, it was very humble request he makes. He understood his capacity or his status. So therefore he humbled himself. So humble request. And it's also a genuine request. It's a genuine request. He's requesting not for himself. We need to understand. He is requesting on behalf of his servant, the slave. And thirdly, his request was full of faith. He believed. He believed that Jesus could heal. Now, in our prayer books, we read this verse or we reflect on this verse daily. But I don't know how many of us think about this faith. If you turn page 20 in our prayer books, the invitation, I want you to understand it. The presence of the Lord Jesus, centurion is requesting for the presence of the Lord Jesus. And here, the clergy, page 20, section 25, the invitation, the clergy says, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament, that is the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, the presence of the Lord Jesus, to your comfort. And the people all respond, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, I shall be healed. I am not worthy. Because of my guilt, I am not worthy. But, say the word, I shall be healed. Therefore, my dear friends, let us go with this hope that the presence of the Lord Jesus is with us as we come before the Holy Sacrament and receive the Holy Sacrament. He is coming into our life. He is sharing his life with us at the sanctuary. And that is the life that we receive. And we need to witness to that life, to that love in our own life.